10 Bodhisattva Bhumis are divided? What? Why are they split up? What's the basis on which they're split up? And he said, the essence of them is the same. The essence is like the wisdom which understands emptiness. But the qualities that you, the reason you divide them into 10 are all these different purposes. First, on the number of high spiritual qualities you've attained. Secondly, whether or not you've attained excellent power to destroy what's working against you. And third, and probably most important, on the degree to which you've practicing the 6 perfections or 10 perfections. And then something about how you take a rebirth, but I don't think that's ever been emphasized too much. So here we go. He says, that's how you divide them into 10, and here's why. Okay, let's read this together. 1, 2, 3.
Ngo wo la ring min da we ke par me te.
Okay. So their basic nature isn't different. Because, 1, 2, 3.
Pena cha nam ka la dhru pe je. Jikten be da jang nam ki rang ni ki topa jitawa shin jumi nupa dang shen la tun mi nupa de shin du.
I think there's a problem with the text, so we're going to go look at the original. This will take a minute. This is where we are, okay? Perna cha nam kala drupe je jitembe da jan nam ki ranyiki. Same problem. I don't think it's correct. But anyway. I don't think this key should be here, but so I'll just put. Perna means what? For example. Track. Maybe it's Kyung. Sorry? Dhamka. You know Dhamka? Dhamka means either one's okay. All right. Sorry? Oh, there are other additions. There are other carvings. That's a handwritten. See? This was after Tibet was lost. And someone wrote this out by hand, you see? And so we'll try to find a carving later. You know. I think it's Kyang. Because do you remember what Dajang meant? Dajangi Kebu, last time? Someone who knows the word for something. You see what I mean? Like, this is this old debate, and you're going to get it. As teachers, you're going to get it. You're going to be giving a talk about the pen, you know? And you're going to ask somebody, well, how do you know it's a pen? And they're going to say, my mom told me so. You know, ever since my mom told me so. So there's a, that's like a lower worldview, right? That you think of it as a pen because when you were, you know, 4 or 5 years old, your mom acquainted you with the idea. Dajangi Kebu means a person who has been acquainted with the idea of something or with the word for something. Like she came up to you and she said, this thing is a pen, say pen. And you said, pen. She said, no, pen. And you said, pen. And then she said, yeah, pen. And then people think that that's where the words for things come from, or that's where the ideas for things come from, because your mom told you, right? And in Buddhism, we say that you've lived countless lifetimes, so you've seen pens countless times. Depending on your last few lifetimes, that memory is fresher or not so fresh. And then when you hear it from your mom, if the memory is fresh, you learn it quickly. And if the memory is not fresh, you might chew on it, right? Yeah. Really? Okay? So what he's saying here is, though, even though a person may be someone who is well acquainted with the necessary words, right? They may not be able to describe this track as they have seen it themselves to someone else. All right. Okay, let's do this. 1, 2, 3. Nam ka ta bu dun dam. Dembala jata bu dhendam semke ki dhutsu chang sem rani ki jita topa shindhu nyempa po la dun minuna nyempa bu dhe jita japa ta du tok minupa Tama kyang chi gebe chir te. It's not really a slab yet, okay. There'll be another cheer, probably, down here. Let's see. Right there. That'll be the big cheer, okay. This is a cheer within a cheer, okay. Namka means what? Space, right? Space, namka. In most languages, some kind of ka word for space to do with mouth, okay, and aperture. Also in Sanskrit, right? Like kechari, in the ka, moving in the ka. So namka is like dendam demba, which is what? Ultimate reality, ultimate truth. The cha, which means what? The bird is like Dendam Semke. Ultimate bodhicitta. Okay? Ultimate bodhicitta. Which is what? The direct perception of emptiness. Okay? Tama kyang chigu. Say tama kyang chigu. Kyang chigu. That means needless to say. Okay? It's just an idiom. Tama kyang chigu. Sometimes they say, they just say mermigur, needless to say, no need to say. So even the need is the same in Tibetan. So gur means need, mer means to say, and like, okay, da means like. So the point here is that there are two breakdowns here. There are two different breakdowns here. Number one, a person who has seen, who can see the track of a bird who's crossed the sky, may not be able to describe it to another person as they have seen it. Okay? It may be difficult for them to put into exact words what they saw. And then for the other person to get it and to see what they saw, much less. You see what I mean? Much less for the other person that they're having trouble to describe it to. for them to see it. So there's two breakdowns. One, the person who's had this experience has trouble describing it. And then needless to say, the person they're trying to describe it to will have trouble having the same experience based on what they say or what they can't say. Okay? Got it? Okay. So there's two halves of the breakdown here. But what's he trying to prove? Yeah, he's trying to prove that the 10 bodhisattva bhumis are not divided up from any difference in their basic nature of seeing emptiness. Any guesses? Any comments? If I told you the 10 bodhisattva bhumis are not divided up according to any difference in their basic nature, because it's like a person who can see where a bird has crossed the sky, and the difficulty they would have to describe that to somebody else, and the difficulty that person would have to understand what they're trying to say. I think that's one thing he's saying. I think that's one. James said, even if we gave a distinction in how they're seeing emptiness at that point, it'd be difficult to differentiate linguistically, verbally, and it would be impossible even for us to understand it if they did try to distinguish those things. So they distinguish them on other basis, on a different basis. Okay. That sounds pretty good to me. You know. Okay. Although I think there might be other ways. I think you can say that. Devi Bhai said, if you think about the track that is left across the sky by a bird, it's nothing there. So that's similar to the experience of emptiness, right? So it's difficult to describe something that's not there. Okay. Oh, let's read it together. Does this look anything special to you? Yeah, poetry, okay? So it's going to be, usually it's dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, right? Say dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. But this one is dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Okay? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Say dun-dun, 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 dun-dun-dun. Okay. It's the same principle, just two more beats. And again, this is a sutra, so it's, what can we say about the poetry here? Who taught it? Lord Buddha. So it was written in... Yeah, so it's written in Sanskrit. Okay. So this is a translation. I mean, when you translate poetry, it's really hard. It's really hard to get the same beats, the same sound. Probably in Sanskrit, it's three less beats. Sanskrit's more compact. But in any case, it's going to flow over lines abnormally and stuff like that, because it's a translation. Okay, here we go. Like First Panchen Lama's poetry. Okay. Sorry? Oh, I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3. Sa chu ben do le jita par nang cha je ke nam ki je pa nu ma yin shi mi to wa de ta gya we se ki sa kun yang ju mi nu na Nyemba kala nyu she sumbe. Okay. So this is an ancient sutra on the 10 levels, which is one of his two sources for his presentation of the 10 levels, right? I want to ask you what the other one was. Okay. Help me out with something. Say kala nyu. Kala nyu. Kala means where. Ka. You know, kaba means where? Say kaba. means where. Kadu means when. Kane, from where. Kandes, how. Like that. All these words with ka. Ka in Tibetan is like kyu in English. Okay, so kala means how on earth. New means how on earth could they do it. You see, kala, it's a very unusual expression. You should know it. It's not that uncommon in Sanskrit though. Translations, so kala, I think it's what, kina, or something like that. Kala nu, how on earth. Do you have a better way to say it than how on earth? It says, if the children of the victorious, meaning bodhisattvas, are unable even to describe the bodhisattva levels, then kala nu nyamba. Nyamba means listen to it. How, literally, I mean, in colloquial English, it's how on earth could someone listen to them? Yeah, okay, yeah. Then how? He didn't say understand, he just said listen. He didn't even say hear. That's terpa. Okay? Question for you. What does wise mean here? Now, this is referring to the metaphor. This is someone, the wise here means someone who can see the track. Why are they called wise? No, this is referring to the track of the bird. Someone who can see the bird. No. No, it's before it's used as a metaphor. Huh? She says, see what other people can't see. I think it's Dajang. Dajang Ikebu. He used Dajang before. What's Dajang? What's Dajang? Someone who knows the words. Someone who knows the words. They have the words to describe it. So they're wise in that way. They have the vocabulary. It means they have the vocabulary. People with the vocabulary. So they have the vocabulary to describe it. They should be able to describe it, but they can't, right? And then nor may the other see it. Who's the other? Yeah, the person listening to the person who's explaining it to them. They may not be able to see it. Okay. Having said that it cannot be done to describe the bodhisattva levels, he begins his description of the bodhisattva levels. Okay. One, two, three. Ni pa so su ngo she pa la sa dhang bo rap tu ga wa so nga she pa dhang. Sadhupa nguntu kyurpa shepa dang sadhumba ringtu soa shi shepa pa o. By the way, if you wanted to have it in Tibetan, right? This is what you would do. You would copy it out, open a new document, save that document as sample, say, but you have to strip out all the formatting, so plain text, and then it has to be MS-DOS formatting. Okay. So now it's in like some stripped out plain old. Then you open up this little conversion program thing. Where is that? And then you copy it out, and then you go to the little conversion program thing, And then you tell it to convert it from ACIP. And then it's in. Then you take that. This is what Aura does for 12 hours every week. And you put it back here. And it comes out so beautifully. No. And then you have to blow it up to 28 point. So, you know, if you wanted to practice reading the Tibetan, it might be easier that way. Okay. All right. Yeah, maybe we have to start doing this. I don't know. Let's do it in Tibetan. Yeah, I can make it bigger. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Ni pa so su ngo wo she pa la sa dhang bo rap tu ga wa so nga she pa dhang sa dho pa ngun tu kyur pa she pa dhang sa dhum ba Ring to song so she she pa o. Okay. Do you want to do that? Do you prefer to do it that way now? Okay. Okay. Oops. What do we do? Stop that. Okay. Oh, sorry. We're in the wrong thing. Okay. No. Okay. And we gotta get rid of that thing. So I'll set some up next time that way. All right. Yeah, you can just take the file, convert the next 10, 15. Yeah, try. You don't know where the paragraphs are. But anyway, cut like 4 lines at a time or something. Yeah. But in blocks, so I can hide it when we read it in class. Okay, here we go. Nipa means what? Yeah, soso ngo, the basic nature of each one. Which what? Each what? Yeah, bodhisattva level. Shepa. So his explanation is going to go in 3 parts. Let me just translate it. Okay, I think you should help me with the names of the bodhisattva levels, because you're going to be stuck with them for like 4 years. So, we only finished the first one. Raptagawa, extreme bliss, right? So, number 6 is the next one he mentions. It's called Ngundigyurwa, or Ngundigyurpa. I think it's misspelled, let me see. Ngundigyur, okay? Pa, or Ngundigyurpa. Kyurwa. Okay. We'll do one of these statistical things, right? We'll take a vote. We'll look in the Sumbum. In this particular section. Majjhimika might be nice. Okay. Ngundu Kyurwa. Okay. One vote for Ngundu Kyurwa. In a Mahamudra text. Another vote for Ngundigyurwa in another Mahamudra text. And Ngundigyurpa, but from Choni Dapa Shirup. Ngundigyurpa from a commentary to Bodhisattva Avatara. I'm going to cure Wa from a commentary on the Two Truths. Here's Jason Kapa. I'm going to cure Pa for the sixth Bodhisattva level. Let's see if he repeats it. I'm going to cure Pa. I'm going to cure Pa. I think we'll go with Jason Kapa. Okay. I'm going to cure Pa means, what does Ngun Gyur mean? Yeah, obvious. Or manifest. Okay, why? It's the name of the sixth Bodhisattva level. Why? What do you perfect at the sixth Bodhisattva level? The perfection of wisdom. So Ngun Gyur Pa means, like, I don't know how you want to translate it. do you manifest every enlightened quality at the sixth Bodhisattva level? Okay. Anyway. We can give it a temporary name and come back to it later. Ngun Gyur Kyopa means, do you guys know saying Ngun Gyur? Kokyur, Shintokokyur. Ngungyur, Kokyur, Shintokokyur. And then, if you did first chapter of Yoga Sutra, you know, right? What is it? Aksh. In Sanskrit. Pratyakshanumagama. Pramanani. Pramanani. Say, Pratyaksha. What is it? Pratyakshanumagama. An pratyaksha anumana agama. Pratyaksha anumana agama. Pramanani. Okay, so you know, the three kinds of valid perception. First one is pratyaksha means what? Direct, like you can see the color of my hand. Was it? Anumana. Yeah. Like, I don't think you'd enjoy it so much unless you inferred that you're going to get them. You see? So that's inference, right? You haven't had the direct perception yet. And then if I say, you are going to get this tonight with me, that's what? Agama. If theoretically that object is a little more hidden. It's a little more, I mean, it's one thing to think you might get them, but I have like better perception than you do of what's going to happen in the next half hour. Theoretically, since I'm teaching the class. I'm holding the cookies. So as the perceptions go from direct to logical to faith based on authority, right? Then the objects descend from obvious to subtle to extremely subtle. See what I mean? Or obvious to hidden to extremely hidden. Shintu kokyur, yeah? So, well, how do you want to translate the first one? Ngungyur. Because that's the name of this sixth level. It means obvious. Now, do you want to call Bodhisattva level obvious? I don't know. Okay, we're going to vote between apparent and manifest, okay? Everybody for apparent, raise their hand. Everybody for manifest, raise their hand. Okay, manifest sounds more spiritually, okay. The manifest? The manifest? Anyway, let's do it for that now. I think we might have to, right? It gets confusing, right? Yeah, okay. I hate to overcapitalize, but... Why is it called manifest? We'll cover that when we get there. Okay.
Okay.
Ring the Soma, gone to a far distance. And I think it's that your mental afflictions are almost gone. Like they are, they're pretty far away by now. But we have to turn it into the name of a bodhisattva level. Not, they're gone a long way. They're gone a long way. Far gone? Gone far? Gone far? Is that right? is this okay? You like this translation? You don't see any problem with this sentence? Let's put it this way. We're going to discuss the 10 levels in the following categories. Let's dump all the first five together. We're going to dump all the first five together. Why? Why would you dump the first five perfections all together? Yeah, it's the sixth one that's the big one. I mean, come on, this book is all about emptiness. This book is an explanation of emptiness. The first five perfections are going to take like 10 pages. First five bodhisattva levels. Bodhisattva level number 6 takes like 300 pages. And then 7, 8, 9, 10 take the next 10 pages. You see what I mean? So he's just setting you up for that. So you've got the first five grouped together. Then you've got bodhisattva level number 6, which is all about emptiness. That's going to be a huge thing. Like the day you reach this in the monastery, you have a big party. You know, when you reach the sixth perfection in Gombarabsa, you just stop, everyone stops, teacher takes you out for a tea and tupa, Tibetan soup, which is a big treat, you know, and with all this grease and anyway. And then you finish the rest. Ring the Soma, etc. Bodhisattva level number 7, etc. Okay? But that's only 3. Okay? That's only 3 divisions. Okay? This was my Geshe debate. It was Ring the Soma was my assignment. I think it's that your mental afflictions are gone far. Long gone. Okay, let's do this. Ring to song wa she. Ring to song wa se. What's that? What did I just do? Close, no cigar. Here se means quote. This is a quotation mark. So if someone's going to explain what the name Ring to Soma means, they're going to say Ring to Soma quote means this. So if you wanted to look up what the word meant and translate it before you get to it 3 years from now, okay, you could try it this way. It might not work, but let's try. Where would you look? Sumbum Uma, right there. Okay. Okay, here's somebody who says, Ringdo Soma She Jawa Ni Sadir Chanchu Gichok Dang. The reason they call it Ringdo Soma, gone far, is that at this bodhisattva level, Chanchu Gichok Dang, the qualities of enlightenment, Dembashi, the Four Noble Truths, Tenchin Dawar Chungwa, dependent origination, etc., Mikbe Tsema Mepa La Nene, you focus on them but without thinking of them as self-existent. Suluwei Jukbe Chir, because you make good effort at that. That's why it's called Ring the Soma. I don't know if you noticed in the Bhavanakarma, but he had these reasons for why they were named what they were named, and they didn't make any sense at all, right? Mostly. Am I right? It was really difficult. Let's see if there's anybody else who gives us anything better. Yeah, I'll say. Some kid doomed. This is a repeat of the last one. It seems to be gone far in the sense of gone beyond lower arhats. So I think we better put, it does mean I think the bodhisattva's capacity has gone farther. So do you still want to leave it this way or do you want to change it? The capacity has gone farther. Yeah, in that explanation. Gone farther? Is that okay? I think so. Let's do it that way. Now, there's a problem with the text here, okay? There appears to be only three divisions when he promised us four. Okay? It could be the rest, but I don't think so. I think I'll just mark it as a question. I'll show you one way you could search it. You would say, Sadumba. Okay, the third level. Or you could say Ringdu Soma. Near Sumba. Okay? Which would at least tell you if that's really the third step, the third category. Is the first category going to be the first five bodhisattva levels? Yes. Is the second category going to be the sixth one? Yes. Let's see what the third one says when you get there. Okay? Got it? Just nod. Okay. All right. Where are we going to look? If you look in the Uma, you'll look through every single Uma text ever written in Tibet. Is there a different place to look? Let's look in our own text. That's what I mean. Yeah. But unfortunately, you can't do it with Microsoft Word. So, here we go. Gomorapsa. Okay, here's Uma Chidin. Here's where we are, right here, okay? This is not going to work. I think we just drop it. We'll put a question mark. Thanks. But we could just look at the text and make sure. Let's see. So the original has the same problem. The carving has the same problem. So I think we leave it for now. Yeah. Sorry? Which the debate? Everything about the seventh Bodhisattva Lama. And you write an essay. You have to write an original work. And that's in the database. Someday I can look at it. About the seven Bodhisattva Lama. And then you have to go and debate it like that. Okay? But this is weird, and I don't know why it's four. I don't think it is four. But anyway, let's keep going. No, it takes like weeks to debate it. Okay. One, two, three. Thangbo la nga sa rabdu gawa shepa nipa tima mepa shepa sumba chepa shepa shipa choa shepa ngapa jangkawa shepa o. Okay. So you have to help me with the names, okay? We're going to name the first five Bodhisattva levels for eternity, okay? Are you hot? You want air conditioning? I think I'd turn it back on now. Yeah. The last half hour, it's good to get the students cold. You have to remember that when you teach, okay? Either give them sugar or make them cold. Okay. I don't know. I would have known, I think. I think there's a dungbo missing here in the carving. Okay. Okay, name the second level. Tima Mepa. Where Chepa? Literally, it says making light. Radiance? Okay. Sorry? But now it's Ur-Troa. Ur-Troa means bursting with light. Blazing light? Okay. Jankawa? Jang can mean to purify, and it can mean to practice. Kawa means difficult. But what if it's the jang that means purify? You'd have to go look it up. Okay. Jang, kawa, and then what? She. Okay. She. Or Jang Kawa Ser. You think we can trust this text that came up? It's a text we're in. But it's much later. Much later he gives the reason for the name. He says, Jankawa chepe gyusen yote, there's a reason why they call it Jankawa. Jite ki kamtan che de nepe labu du la sope dutso namki pambar mi nupe de da le shembe du ki ka. Yamba ten la sope namki pambar mi nupe tochi mu. Aya. Okay, here's what, this doesn't help. Jikdenki kam tamche to nepe lai bu du la sopa dutso namki. At this point, all the demons who are staying on all the different planets of the universe, right? Pambar minu, they could not defeat you. Therefore, de da le shenbi duki kanyam ba ten la sopa. Much less could the assistant demons, overcome you. Yeah, Pamba Minipa. Tachimu, we had Tachimu just today, right? Needless to say. Shepeng Ezik de Chepa. That's why it's called that. And that's all he tells here. Okay. There's probably something in the Sanskrit, you see? If you just want to spend the time, let's spend the time. Open up another gopher. Look up Jankawa. It's Durjaya. You see, Jankawa in Sanskrit is Durjaya. Durjaya means deuce, like in dukkha. What's it mean? No, the do, what's the do in dukkha mean? Bad. What did it come into Greek as? D-Y-S. Like dysentery. Okay. Or dysfunctional. It means bad. It means bad. So dur is the, is deuce, okay? Jaya? Huh? Nigo. No, yeah, victory. What do you say? Jai. Let's say, Om Guru Gazadasadasa Vidhima Mukti. Jai. Jai. You know, and Jai means victory. Okay? So if this Bodhisattva level is in Sanskrit, the Sanskrit is Durjaya. What's it mean? Durjaya. Difficult to beat. Hard to beat. You see, and then what the Tibetans do, they just take the explanation of the name out of some older text, and they just give it to you without telling you that they translated it differently. Okay? So, why do we call this Bodhisattva level Jankawa, which means difficult to practice, right? And then they say, well, let's go look in some old, you know, and they take some old book out of the Tengyo that says, it's called that name because you can no longer be beat by the demons on all these planets or by their assistant demons. Okay. So the explanation of the name makes sense in Sanskrit, but it doesn't make sense in Tibetan anymore. Okay? The Tibetans used a different translation for the name. But they kept the explanation of the name without telling you why it's an explanation of the name. Got it? So that every single book you ever look in will say, it's called Jankawa, difficult to practice, because the demons can't beat you anymore. Got it? But the Sanskrit name was difficult to beat, Durjaya. Okay? So you have to learn Sanskrit also. Okay. Alright. Now how are we going to translate it? Sorry? Indomitable. I like that. Yeah? Indomitable? Indomitable? Is that right? Yeah, I didn't get a red line. Okay. We'll go for that. For now, we'll go with that. Yeah. By the way, dam comes from dam in Sanskrit, What's dumb in Sanskrit mean? D-A-M. It means to defeat. And adamas means indefeatable. And then in English, the A dropped off. And it became diamond. Okay? So the original name for diamond was adamas. And you still see it in adamantine. Okay? All right. Unbeatable from the ancient Sanskrit. Undefeatable. Okay. I'll put consider note. Sorry? Unbeatable? I like indomitable because it has diamond in it. Okay. Anyway. Shh. Double lush. Students. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Dambola shung chi dua shepa shung du ngo shepa dang ni. Okay, so in explaining, what's his first thing he's going to talk about as far as the 10 bodhisattva levels? First 5 levels, because they hang together. Because you didn't hit emptiness yet, okay? Theoretically, right? You didn't hit emptiness at the first bodhisattva level, right? Huh? Yeah, you haven't reached an extraordinary level of wisdom at the first one, okay? But the how do you reach the first bodhisattva level? So everyone who's seen emptiness directly has reached the first bodhisattva level. On the Mahayana track. Okay? On the Mahayana track. But what about the tantric track? Anuttara. Anuttara. Oh, that's secret. Okay. Secrets that keep themselves. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it should mean that. But that's the way it is. Like Durga means difficult to get to. Durga, or like that. Or difficult if you meet her. Sometimes they say that. But shouldn't it say impossible to meet, right? I don't know. I don't think it's meant to be. Sometimes the what they call tsikshe are not the same as tsini. So tsikshe is a literal explanation that sort of gives you the sense of the words, but that's not a definitive thing. It's not a restrictive thing. Okay. All right. One, two, three. Dangbola keshi sai ngor dor temba keche sai yin ten ge par shepa sai yin ten tembe gone ju duwa o. You have to create again, as you're translating, you have to create a hierarchy of how you're going to call this. Section, part, and then, or like that. Okay? You have to decide, but then you have to be consistent. Okay? you could say steps, sections, parts, divisions, but you have to be consistent. The division should always be bigger than the steps, should be bigger than the steps, should be bigger than the parts, or like that, okay? But we're not going to do A, 1, 2, B, 3, column, yeah, okay, all right, we got that. See, it keeps you awake, right? Yeah, good. So that's all. He's gonna talk about the level, talk about its qualities in detail, and then just sort of wrap up with a little thing about the detail for each level. Okay, that's his plan for the first five levels. And in the monastery, like, we zoomed through these like in a few weeks, you know, and then the rest took, like, with Geshe Thich Nyingma, it took 8 years, right? So. One, two, three. Tangbola Techengi Rikchen Wang Nun Namki Sogjorki Nekapsu Chusum Nyangsu Langbala Tene. Debu ke par jitabu shi toba in shena. If the sentence is too long, you can say, let's consider blah, 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 and then what he wants to say about it. You just cut it that way, okay? Well, who is he going to consider? Techengi Rikchen Wang Nun. Techengi Rikchen Wang Nun. Techen means what? Mahayana. Rikchen, of that type. Okay, you had the Rikna. What's Rikna? Yeah, the five Buddha families. Okay, you had the Rikna. This is the same thing. Who are of that family? Wang Bo Nun. Wang Nun. Yeah, sharp, literally sharp. Tivra in Sanskrit. Nimbo, sharp. Okay. Ongnun, people who are of Indra, sharp powers. Indra Tivra, sharp powers. Okay. So let's consider disciples who are of the. And who are of Wang Nun? How do you want to translate it? Sharp. Sorry? Sharp faculties? Is that okay? You want to see what we did before? We called relatively sharper faculties last time. Then we called it, oh, here we are. Okay. Oh. Oh, we call it sharper faculties twice. Sharper powers. Okay. Sharper faculties. Let's consider disciples who belong to the type of the greater way. Yeah. That's it. Sometimes you leave it two different ways and they think about it. Okay. What are sharper faculties? Sokjor ki nekap su. Sokjor. Sokjor tong gom milot. What is that? Yeah, the five paths. So Sokjor is the abbreviation for Soglam Dong Jorlam. Okay. People at the path of accumulation and at the path of preparation. Okay. Chusum nyamsu lambala tene. Chusum. Based on their practice of chusum. What's the three chu? What are the three chus? Soso kiewa chu. Sum. Great compassion. The mind that transcends duality and the wish for enlightenment. Okay. Okay? He says, we're talking about people on Mahayana track. We're talking about people who are on Mahayana track and who are very sharp. We're talking about their experience during the first two paths at the five. And he's asking us, and if they practice these three things that you mentioned at the beginning of your book, right? Which are bodhicitta, compassion, and wisdom, which is emptiness. If they practice those three things, what's going to happen to them? What's his answer going to be? Oh, first bodhisattva level. Okay, got it? Okay. We'll do this one, then we'll stop. One, two, three. Ning Jie Chen Bu Shen Wang Tu Kir Jing Chom Den De Kun Tu Sang Bu Men Lam Ki Ge Tsa Zo Chan Tu Ngo Pe Tsen Pe Sa Tang Bu Cha She Su Kir Pe Ten Tam Pe Sem Ke This is really hard. Okay, so hang on. Wang, Shen Wang to cure. Shen Wang to cure. We had it last week. Yeah, slave to great compassion. Okay. What's he saying? Do you know Samanta Bhadra's prayer? Yeah, it's like where you cover the sky with roses and all that, right? Gifts to the enlightened beings, okay? And then you dedicate all the good things you've done to enlightenment. But why would he bring that up now? Maybe. But what if he's doing like Dundam Semke, Ningje Simbe Gone, Ningje Simbe, Ningje Simba. What's that mean? Imbued with, right? Imbued with. It's the direct perception of emptiness. Imbued with this desire to help others, this desire to do it for others. Imbued with bodhicitta. So what he's saying is, he's talking about ultimate wish for enlightenment, which is infected with and imbued with and under the, what do you call it? A slave of compassion, okay? Like, that's what distinguishes it from the lower perceptions of emptiness, okay? So that's why he brought this up. Just as one example, you would be praying that all the goodness you had ever done should get you to total enlightenment as you're seeing emptiness directly, like that, okay? Got it? That's what they would achieve if they kept up what? The three practices. During the first two of the five paths. Okay? But only if they were Mahayana track and had sharp faculties. Got it? Okay. So if you fulfill these qualifications, right? A, you're like a spiritual IQ is very high. That often doesn't relate to your mental IQ. Okay? There's oftentimes people with a high spiritual IQ don't seem to have very high, you know, school IQ, right? And vice versa, right? Sometimes there's both, which is good, right? So they have a high spiritual IQ. Then they're practicing Soglen Jolam, which means what? What are they doing on Solam? They had their big disaster in their life. They had their wonderful blessing of their mother died in their arms in a car accident, or their niece died from a brain aneurysm in 5 seconds, or, you know, then they're on Soglam, right? And then they have Jorlam, which is what? They sat in the class and they heard about emptiness over and over. Thousands of different ways. I mean, they got it 10 different ways in the translation class, then they got their, sneaked their soup cup, and then they got 5 more ways in the Bokjimba class. You see what I mean? Like, they got this Jorlan stuff over and over again, okay? So they have a high IQ, spiritual IQ. They had a nice life disaster that woke them up out of the sleep of the world, right? Like, this is what life's all about. Don't you get it? They had that experience. And then they had Jorlan. They heard about emptiness over and over. And then they're on Rikchen. Tekchengi, Rikchen. What? They would love to save the world. You see? Tekchengi, Rikchen. They're the kind of person who would love to save the world. If I could stop the war in Iraq, personally, in the next week, if I personally could do it, in any way, you know, if I set myself on fire in front of the White House or something, and if they promised they would stop the war in Iraq, you know, this kind of person is like, I would do it. You know, like that. So they have all these qualifications. They had their life disaster. They're getting teachings about emptiness. They want to save the world. Anything else? And they have Ningje. Right? They care about other people's pain. Right? They care about... Then if this person practices all those things, then they will hit the first bodhisattva level. Okay? Got it? When? When? Yeah, at the direct perception of emptiness. Okay? They reach the Sadambo, and Özel Toba, Dunyam. They occur simultaneously. Okay? The first bodhisattva level and what? Reaching clear light. Same moment, at the same moment. Okay? Alright? Got it? Yeah, but what? Yeah, that's a problem. But there's two kinds of bodhicitta. There's three kinds. Dundam and Kunzom. And then there's two kinds of Kunzom. Buram Tabu Semke. Say Buram Tabu Semke. Sugarcane bodhicitta? So you have to worry about it. But you're right. That's an interesting debate. Okay. All right, we'll stop there.
Shibugi Joshi Petodram Rirabling Shi Nendeyampadi Sangha Shindu Mente Uwagi Dokunam da shingna jepa sho Yadamunguru radamandana kamdaya yami Yigyogun sanami she chotokshi Sanami she ne chumi Dambakuni
I think it'd be nice if all the work we did at DM had the same words, roughly. So if you bring me the list of the translation of the 10 levels from the Bhavanakrama, was it? Just show them to me and then we'll see. If they're good, we'll use... I think it's good if we can... if we stay consistent, you know... it's helpful for people who read our stuff later. Okay? All right.